I'm a co-owner, operator of Anderson's Lodge in Sulapout, Ontario. I have owned this business for over 17 years, have worked in it for 33 years, and the lodge has been in existence for over 75 years. Contrary to what government thinks will work in helping restore our economy in northwestern Ontario, the Canadian and domestic marketplace will not fill that void, as previously mentioned. This has been a traditional American marketplace for our resource-based product for well over 80 years or more. Anderson's Lodge in Sulapout has been a strong entity to our community here in Sulapout, contributing to the economy in a substantial way. 15 years ago, and to this day, we expanded our marketing into the Canadian marketplace. Not putting all of our eggs in one basket was the idea. So our marketing campaigns included advertising in Canadian magazines, purchasing a full-page ad in the Ontario Fishing Regulations, attending the Toronto Sportsman Show, hosting television shows during our operating months so as to air during the winter months when people are planning their vacations. Pre-pandemic, we were running a 97% occupancy rate, and still 95% of our customers, after over 15 years of marketing to Canadians, are 95% of our customers were American. Some of them returning for 25, 30 years, as most resorts in northwestern Ontario experience. Only 5% were Canadian. So based on sheer numbers alone, our traditional marketplace in the U.S., which encompasses probably a majority of Midwest and border states, have a population base of over 200 million people to draw from. And businesses in northwestern Ontario have worked hard over the years to make this happen and fill their camps versus the 33 million people that we're marketing to in the whole country of Canada. The impact of government policy during the pandemic has been devastating on small businesses and the economy in northwestern Ontario. The border must open now to salvage what is left of the seasonal businesses. And if it doesn't, our economies and mere existence will disappear. Fishing and hunting lodges in northwestern Ontario are a primary contributor to our economies, and in some instances, they're the only entities that create a community. Our lives are at stake, and we need to give our traditional American markets access to us. Our businesses bring new dollars, as previously mentioned, to our economies from across the border. We are a significant, not only contributor to a community's tax base in some instances, but we create significant employment within our communities with our mere existence. We support other small businesses in our communities that also contribute to our economy and have been unable to do so for 2 years now. These businesses include grocery stores, gas stations, float plane services, bait fish dealers, fuel and propane businesses, hardware stores, marine dealers, food suppliers, and other equipment. The list goes on. There are neighbors and our friends and other small business owners that are suffering. In this region, Sulapout, Dryden, Kenora, Ignace, Atikokan, and Fort Francis, Kenora, Vermilion Bay, Eagle River, Sioux Narrows, Nestor Falls, Menaki, and points in between and to the east are all communities that are dependent on tourism, specifically resource-based tourism, supported for 75 plus years by the American marketplace. As the world opens back up, the criteria for allowing fully vaccinated people to travel seems to be acceptable measures approved by other governments and health authorities. As small businesses throughout this, we have been deemed non-essential, yet taxed with measures in which to open and operate in a safe manner. The vaccine rollout has ensured that we are fully vaccinated. The parts and pieces are in place for safe operations of our fishing and hunting lodges. Given our seasonal nature, we don't have time left. We need the border open now.